May is Motorcycle Safety Month, and you'll hear how Northwest Public Radio commentator Karina Nicolau got her first motorbike at 11. But Karina learned that wearing a helmet doesn't keep you from getting hurt.
When I was 11 years old, I became a motorcycle mama. My mom had a new boyfriend, Paul. Paul was a photographer who loved motorcycles. He had an old BMW bike, polished steel with accents of royal blue. Vroom, vroom, and off he'd go, leaving mom, me, and Paul's two kids, Mandy, my age, and Derek, 2 years older, waving goodbye from the driveway. Then Paul had a fantastic idea. He would buy his kids motorbikes. They could drive on the residential streets in the neighborhood and test their prowess on a big swath of undeveloped land close by. Kawasaki, the sign announced in bright orange letters. We entered a showroom of pristine bikes parked in neat rows. They looked like a fleet of insects. Paul showed Derek the one he thought was right for him, 150cc four-stroke two-valve single engine, whatever that meant. Its lime green molded plastic accents implied velocity, forward motion, like an overgrown locust. For Mandy, 50cc's, perfect for young riders, with enough of the lime green plastic swoops to suggest speed, though perhaps less brisk than the bigger bike, a gentler locust. I sulked. I wanted my own combustible engine. Getting myself from point A to point B by a means other than the sweat of my brow, what could be more miraculous? Mom whispered, "Don't pout. You get one too." All the blood rushed to my head. I could barely hear over the buzzing in my ears. Mandy and I had to wait a week for the bikes to arrive. Long, torturous days of moving around the neighborhood on our own 2 feet. How had we lived all these years at a tortoise pace? Our helmets were ready to go, mine red, hers blue. We danced around the house like two overgrown lollipops. "What?" we'd shout at one another. Then our bikes arrived on the back of a flatbed truck, sitting side by side, perfectly identical, tying us together, sisters. We broke them in riding up and down the alley. Eventually, our perimeter grew wider. We were the little girl version of Chips, patrolling the neighborhood atop our sweet rides. We were headed for the big field with the dirt paths and the small hills to practice our maneuvers. You could spot it from far away, other motorbikes doing stunts, their helmets like gumballs bobbing up and down. My best trick was when I'd pull off my helmet, my long black hair cascading down. Surprise, I was a girl. Our motorcycle roaming came to a screeching halt when my mom and Paul broke up. He agreed to sell my bike. I didn't know what I would miss more, the delicious freedom or the bonds forged with my new family. Then it was their turn, Paul, Mandy, and Derek, standing in the driveway, waving goodbye as we drove off.
That was Northwest Public Radio commentator Karina Nicolau sharing the story of her days as a young motorcycle mama. To hear more from Karina, visit nwpr.org and click on commentaries under the news tab.